babe. Say, how about a...
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear a Maisie adventure in radio, starring for this performance the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Gene Kelly. But first, your announcer. The Adventures of Maisie, starring Gene Kelly as...
Bill Jones. Yeah, I'm the fellow folks around here in Centerville used to say, there goes that wild Jones boy. Guess he'll just never settle down and marry some nice girl like boys his age ought to. Of course, all this was during the war when a fellow didn't know whether he'd ever come back. At least, that's a line I always used with the girls. And it worked, too. Except with Maisie. Funny thing, I'm married now. I got a wife I'm nuts about and two of the cutest kids that ever drove a man crazy with questions. But every once in a while, I still think about Maisie. Yeah, I'll never forget the first time I met her. I was home on a 24-hour leave, and I dropped into Joe Davis' newspaper office for a little highly necessary information.
Hiya, Joe, you old civilian, you.
Bill.
Wipe the ink off and shake the hand that held the gun that almost blew off my foot the first time I shot it.
Well, Bill Jones.
Yeah, with a whole 24 hours to squander. Joe, that's why I called you, right from the train. Have you got your little book with the phone numbers handy, pal?
Well, sure, Bill, but I don't think it's going to do you any good.
Look, Joe, this is Bill Jones you're talking to. The gal that can turn a little charm boy down for a date ain't been born yet. Come on, give chum.
Well, I mean, Bill, there just are no girls.
I got $38 to spend. No girls?
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me Congress has made them unconstitutional, too.
Practically, Bill. Almost all the babes in town are in the service.
They can't be. It's against the war code of fair tactics. Look, Joe, how about that red-headed job? You know, Rita Wilkowski?
Whack.
For the blonde number, Jenny Twork.
Oh, you mean the one with the silly giggle?
Giggle, schmiggle. This is war, man. This is war. What's with Jeannie?
Uh-uh. Wave.
Oh. All right, then. Tilly Farfel.
Uh-uh. Wife. You see, Tilly...
Never mind the details. What's her phone number?
Well, she married Sam Jenks. The blacksmith.
Oh. Well, who else you got, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, say, wait a minute.
Yeah. Who?
Well, when George Newcomb, who used to help me get out this paper, was drafted, I hired a girl.
Yeah.
You see, help is scarce. And, sure. Well, when you can't get what you really want, you gotta take what you can get.
You ain't kidding, chum. Where is she?
Well, Maisie is supposed to be at her desk outside by 9, and it's 11 now, so she should be in by now.
Thanks, Joe. I'll do the same for you next war. So long.
Oh, wait a minute, Bill. Maisie may not be your type.
Chum, when all you got is a 24-hour pass, anybody's your type.
And I hope you people of Centerville will forgive me for trying to do a man's job. Question mark. No, period. You see, I am a woman.
You can put a period after woman, too, baby. No question about that.
Look, I'm busy, so don't try to get fresh. The first thing I have done was to organize a Boy Scout troop.
Well, doll, if you need any help in that department, little Bill Jones is your lad.
Oh, were you a Boy Scout?
Until I was 14. Then I started scouting for girls. What do you say, beautiful? How about knocking off for the afternoon?
Knocking off who?
Don't be like that, sugar. All I've got is a 24-hour pass.
Hmm. And you'd like to spend the whole 24 hours making it at me. No, now please go away. I have work to do. The leader of the scout troop is Terry Wilkins, who is 13 years old and acts like a perfect gentleman.
When I was that age, I did, too.
Look, babe, it's a beautiful day out. I can get a hold of a car.
And run out of gas up on the top of Lover's Lane Mountain.
Look, all I got is a 24-hour pass. I'll have to run out of gas sooner. I mean...
I know exactly what you mean. Sorry, Admiral. Little Maisie has just declared herself out of bounds.
Oh. I know. It's too much to ask on such short acquaintance, but...
Yes, it is too much to ask, Ella. So scram, will you? I got work to do.
Spoken like a true civilian. How soon the world forgets we heroes who give our all for mankind. And womankind.
Look, sailor, save some of your all for some other womankind. I ain't interested.
Well, hi, Miss Revere.
Well, hi, Terry. How's the troop coming on?
Oh, swell, Miss Revere. I got Benny Guthington going
up. Look, kid, go away, will you? I'm doing good now.
Oh, hi, Bill. Gee, I haven't seen you since you was drafted 8 weeks ago.
Dixney on the Akin Crayed, Kate.
Huh?
He said don't louse up his pitch, Terry. He's trying to get me to feel sorry for him because he spent 3 years overseas.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's true. That's true, babe. You don't get these ribbons for nothing, you know.
No, you got to pay a quarter apiece for him at the PX.
Drunk with power, ain't you, Terry? Look, Maisie, I...
Greetings on you, Miss Maisie. Well, how do you like my Boy Scout uniform, huh?
But, Benny, you're a little too old to be a Boy Scout.
In his case, they probably went by mental age.
Hey, that there's an insult, I think. Maybe I better slug him just to be on the safe side, eh, Maisie?
Stop, stop, Benny. You're not in the prize fight ring anymore. Besides, it'd be a shame to mess up Mr. Jones' beautiful face.
Oh, so you have noticed me, huh? You want to know something, honey? You deserve me.
That's a nasty thing to say. Now, leave me alone. I got work to do. Terry, do your good deed for today and show Mr. Jones to the door.
Never mind. I can find the door myself. I just happen to have a compass with me.
Oh.
Well, get going already.
Sure. And Scout Benny, if you ever want to start a fire, remember, it's easy. All you got to do is rub your two heads together. I'll visit with your boss for a while, Maisie, just in case you get tired of the company of this kid and yon punch-drunk fighter.
And now I can get back to my work.
Yeah, some nerve calling Benny punchy.
Yeah. That is an untrue lie. I ain't punchy. Let me at him. I'll kill a punk.
Benny,
where is
Benny,
your...
that was only the typewriter bell. Calm down.
Well, now, let's see, Bill. Oh, wait a minute. Here's one. You remember Florence Breck?
Uh-uh. I ain't been away that long. Besides, Maisie's my target for tonight. Look, Joe, you're Maisie's boss, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, Bill, but I can't talk her into going out with...
Joe, can't you think of some nice little assignment? Say, one that perhaps would take her out to, let's say, Beaver Lake?
There's nothing going on at Beaver Lake.
There will be when me and her get out there.
Hmm.
After all, Joe... I'll be going overseas soon, and I may not come back.
Gee, that's a beautiful thought.
What?
I mean, making Maisie think it's an assignment for the paper. I'll do it. You know, Bill, when it comes to being a louse with women, there's nobody to top you.
Joe, you're just saying that because you're my best friend. Now go in there and get to work. I got a car and a basket lunch my old landlady fixed up for me. I should take it back to camp. There's enough in there for two.
Oh, this is going to be a picnic.
In the true sense of the word, chum. Now get in there and turn on the power of the press.
Okay, I know Maisie's alone in there.
And the first recruit Terry Wilkins got for the scout troop was an ex-pute. An ex-fighter.
Stop the presses, Maisie. I got a story for you to cover.
Oh, gosh, at last. A real reporter. What's the assignment, Mr. Davis? A hatchet murder, maybe?
No, Maisie. What I want you to do is get your pencil and notebook.
Yeah.
And go down to Beaver Lake.
I know. A submarine was spotted there.
Maisie, how could a submarine get into a lake way out here in the Middle West?
I don't know, Mr. Davis. Them Germans are pretty tricky, you know.
Yeah, sure. What I want you to do is cover a big story out at the lake. The 1912 graduating class of Centerville High is having a picnic reunion there.
Some scoop, I'll say.
Maisie, when anybody in this town gets together, it's news. Now, I want you to drop everything and rush right down to Beaver Lake, and I want the whole yarn of the picnic.
Right, Chief. Only how'll I get out there? I don't have a car.
What's that?
I said I don't have a car.
Well, did you hear what Maisie said? She don't have a car.
Oh, hello, Joe. I'm sorry to interrupt. Maisie, did you see my hat?
You're wearing it.
Oh, I know, but did you see it?
Say, Bill, I'm glad you happened to pass by. This is an emergency.
Forget it. We can use my car.
Oh, gee, that's swell of you, Bill.
Wait a minute. How did you know I needed a car?
Well, that's obvious. Nowadays, everybody needs a car.
Will you do it, Bill?
Well, I had other plans, really. There are lots of girls in town that have missed me, but for you, Joe, yes, I'll drive Maisie out to Beaver Lake.
Hmm. And how did you know I had to go to Beaver Lake?
Well, because you had to
cover the reunion of the high school graduates.
Yeah. Shall we go, ushers?
Well,
we've got to have a yarn on that reunion at Beaver Lake.
The only trouble is I don't speak either. Well, if you two will excuse me for a moment, I gotta step out for a while and make some necessary arrangements.
Well, we did it, Bill.
Yeah. But you think Maisie suspects everything ain't strictly on the level?
Oh, of course not, Bill. She went for it hook and sinker.
Yeah, now all she has to go for is my line.
Now, Benny, in case you get bitten on the hand by a snake, you make a crisscross cut in it with your scout knife.
Yeah. On what part of the snake do I make this here cut?
Hey, hi, Scouts. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, I've been here at the club teaching Benny first aid.
Yeah, Maisie, after I learn this good, then Terry is going to maybe teach me second aid. That'd be nice. And gosh, maybe I may even get as far as eighth or ninth aid. Huh, Terry?
Well, Scouts, this here little girl needs some aid, too. And the help I want will call for real brains.
Oh, you just want to use Terry.
No, both of you. Look, you fellas know how to track down a wolf.
Well, sure.
Even a wolf in ship's clothing.
You mean Bill Jones? Again?
What else?
Oh, don't you worry, Major. I'll grab a hold of that guy and I'll tie him up with knots. Terry teach me the real sailor's knots.
No. What I want you two fellas to do is follow me and Bill down to Beaver Lake and join us. For the duration.
What do you want us there, Miss Revere?
Well, Mr. Jones has a good conduct medal, and I want to make sure that he earns it.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring for this performance, Gene Kelly, will continue in just a moment.
Kind of romantic down here at the lake, huh, Maisie?
Kind of. Lots of birds and bees around today, I noticed, Bill.
Yeah, they've been following me around.
Hmm. Probably want to take notes.
Clever little rascals, ain't they? Would you care to walk down close to the edge of the lake, Maisie? I know a nice spot there.
I'll bet you do. Hey, Bill, you know something? There's no people here.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, baby. We're people. After all, I'm a man.
Yeah, and I'm a woman.
Cozy arrangement, ain't it?
Yeah.
How about sitting down here, honey?
And waiting till they arrive?
Well, sure. What else?
Yeah, what else? Well, it shouldn't be too long before the reunion. After all, we don't have all day.
It's all right, Gord. How about get a little closer?
Sure. After all, there is work to do.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it work, baby.
Well, writing a story about a reunion of graduates isn't what you'd call fun, is it?
No, there's more interesting things in life. Snuggle a little closer, sir.
Please, Bill. Somebody might be watching us.
Well, just those two lovebirds up in that tree. They probably want to pick up a few pointers.
I wonder what's keeping them.
Forget them, doll. Concentrate on us. We're here alone. Just we two.
Hi, folks!
Just we three.
Hey, Terry, where are you?
Just before.
Well, gosh, Terry, what are you and Benny doing way out here?
Oh, this is part of the scout training.
Yeah. Me and Terry, we wanted to see how people feel when they get lost.
Oh, it's an exciting feeling, fellas. So why don't you two get lost?
Oh, no, boys. Look, Mr. Jones brought along a basket lunch. What do you say we all make ourselves nice and comfy and help him eat it?
Gee, food!
Yeah, hey, that sure is nice of you to invite us. We'll join you, Bill.
Oh, you wouldn't like this stuff, fellas. It's chocolate-covered salmon.
Chocolate-covered salmon?
That's my favorite.
Figures.
Help yourself, fellas. Oh, gosh, Bill, ain't it nice to have people you know with you on your only day of leave?
Yeah. I haven't been so happy since they made me 1A.
Gee, these here hard-boiled eggs taste delicious.
They taste even better if you took the shell off first.
Have some more potato salad, Bill.
No, thanks. I'm fed up. Look, isn't it time for you two beavers to go back in the forest and gnaw down some trees?
Gnaw down some trees?
Hey, Maisie.
Hmm?
There's a cute little island in the center of the lake. Why don't we row out there? Let me show it to you.
Oh, that's a swell idea. I'll do it.
You will?
Sure.
Oh, gosh.
I know where there's a canoe.
Yeah, but it only holds three.
Yeah. What'll we do with Mr. Jones?
Huh? Don't worry about me, folks. I'll just swim alongside with a lunch basket in my mouth in case you get hungry again.
Can't you take a hint, Chum?
I think Mr. Jones really likes company,
Yeah, well, he's a little too much of it.
Hey, Benny, step over here a minute. I want to talk with you.
Yeah, sure. Leave a step aside, old peeper.
Well, I'll go down and wait in the canoe, fellas. Will I see you before you go back overseas, Mr. Jones?
You will, baby.
Oh, Bill!
Yes, little beaver.
Oh, we'd like to show you an old Indian wrestling hold.
Goody, goody. It'll come in so handy overseas in case I run into any old Indians.
Yeah, now first I grab your holy hand like this, you see.
Oh, that trick, yeah.
Well, then I grab you by the other hand,
yeah.
Like this.
Oh, like this. Well, this is too peachy. Oh, I just wonder what happens next.
Well, I count till three.
You think you can make it?
Well, first, though, we back up closer to the edge of the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
You will.
Now, here we go. Ready? One, two, three!
Well, so long, fellas. Have a nice swim. And thanks for teaching me that trick. It's a humdinger. I'll be right there, Maisie.
Gee, I don't understand, Bill. Why did Terry and Benny run out on us?
Oh, just afraid to take chances, that's all, honey. They spotted a couple squirrels and they didn't have their hats on. Oh, here we are at the island. All ashore is going ashore.
Uh-uh. Give me those paddles. I'm going back.
In the rain?
Rain? What rain?
Any questions?
Bill Jones, when you make arrangements, you don't leave nothing out, do you?
I try not to, baby, but this lovely rain I didn't count on.
Mm-hmm. Came in mighty handy, though, didn't it?
Yep. This goes to show that I got others on my side in this war besides England. Okay, step ashore. Here's my hand.
Thanks, Rock and Bar. Oh, look.
I am looking, baby. You really got a figure there.
I mean the canoe. It's drifting out on the lake. Do something.
Like what? Wave goodbye?
This is a calamity, senior grade. Do you realize we're on this island without a boat?
Yeah, I do, honey. I'm just beginning to realize it.
How are we going to get off? We can't stay out here and get pneumonia.
No. Lucky, there's an empty shack on this island.
Yeah, lucky. For who?
Don't you worry your pretty head about anything, Maisie. Come on, the shack's this way.
I'd rather stay out here. Bill, wait for me!
Oh, G.T. Brewster, we've been around this island three times and we haven't even found a sign of Miss Revere in that Jones Creek.
Now, don't you worry, Terry. We'll find them. In all my years as chief of police, I never lost a missing person.
Well, I still don't get this. What makes you think that Maisie and that there wise guys may be drowned?
Well, we found the canoe drifting in the lake.
Yeah, with nobody in it.
So?
So, put two and two together. What do you got?
Give me a hint.
Well, the answer's four.
Well, I was close. I had three.
Oh, look, Chief. There's something in the sand.
The canoe?
No. It's a footprint. It goes all around the shore.
Yeah, wait. There's some more footprints over here.
Gosh, Chief, you're really on the trail now.
I told you I was a regular bloodhound. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, you got a clue, huh?
Terry, does Bill Jones have flat feet?
No.
Well, does Major Revere have flat feet?
No.
Oh, just as a thought.
What, Chief?
These footprints are mine.
Oh, Chief, Benny, look. That old deserted shack way out there on the other side of the island.
Yeah, there's smoke coming out of the chimney. It must be them. Come on, to the rescue, men.
Well, nice cozy little shack this, huh, Maisie?
A dream house.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Not much. Wonder who owns it.
From the way the roof leaks, I'd say a mackerel.
I guess the builder didn't have a lumber priority. My side don't have a roof.
My side has. You still sure you don't want to come over and stand by the fire?
No, thanks.
Well, if you're going to be a silly girl, I won't try to coax you anymore. Hey, Maisie, do you go to the movies much?
And you needn't try to make conversation either.
Oh, I was just thinking about how things like this always happen in the movies. You know, two people are stranded on a desert island and they hate each other.
Phil, do you hate me?
Oh, silly girl, of course not.
Oh.
Do you hate me?
Yeah.
As I was saying, these two people hate each other, but then something happens.
Not if she can help it.
I mean, he breaks his leg.
Good.
And she forgets and forgives and crosses over the line to nurse him.
Wanna bet?
Not yet. You're playing with a marked deck. See? Now you're really catching cold. For the last time, you come over here by the fire.
For the last time, no.
Stubborn, aren't you? Well, purely because some of that Boy Scout training rubbed off on me, I'll shove the fire over to neutral territory, the center of the room. There. There's the fire. Use it in good health.
Thanks. Now, please stay on your side of the fire, and I'll stay on mine.
Gladly. You know, Maisie, this whole thing was accidental. Circumstances got us into this. We might as well make the best of it till the storm blows over.
Don't blame this deal on circumstances, Mr. Jones. You tricked Terry and Benny somehow. You paddled me over here, you lost the canoe and let it drift away. It's all been planned by you.
The rain, too?
Yeah, that too.
I made it rain?
Yeah. You sat right there in the canoe and insisted on it.
Now, look here, Miss Regan. All right. I'll get back to my side of the line.
No, I mean there. There's something moving over there in the corner.
Where?
There. It's a tiger.
Maisie, it's only a beaver.
Oh, is that good?
Hey, Bud, if you're looking for the rest of your patrol, they're over on the other side of the lake.
Bill, it's coming this way. Do something.
All right, honey, I've got you. You're all right.
Is it gone?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone.
Bill, where are you going?
Down to the lake. Maybe I can hail a passing boat.
Yeah, but won't you get wet?
Does that worry you, Miss Revere?
Well, I just wouldn't want to have you on my conscience, that's all.
Now, don't worry. I'll write you release from all responsibility. Now, just cuddle up to that fire.
Bill, don't go.
I won't be long.
Well, wait. Maybe the beaver will come back.
Huh? Oh. He wouldn't dare, honey.
Hmm. Phil, I'm sorry I was so nasty.
And I'm sorry for everything I did to get you out here.
If you had to go about it the same way again, Bill, would you?
Of course not. I think the whole approach was pretty corny.
It was not. He was real cute.
Oh, Maisie.
Bill.
On here, that damn man, woman. I mean, on here, that woman, man.
We've come just in time, Maisie.
Yes, Maisie, we're here to save you.
Is the storm over, Chief?
No, but it should be in about an hour.
Come back in an hour, fellas.
What?
but not first, please.
In just a moment, we shall return to our story. Story.
Well, the next day I went back to camp, and very soon after that, they started shipping us overseas for active service. After that, it was just one big battle after another. But I finally had to go anyway. When the war was over, I came back to Centerville, but Maisie was gone. I tried to locate her. I tried real hard. The only trace left of her existence in town was in the hearts of the folks there. Well, after a while, I gave up the search and married the little freckle-faced kid I went to school with. Well, maybe it's just as well I never married a girl like Maisie. You know, she's the kind that always would want things her own way. And me, well, I'm the kind of a guy that insists on wearing the pants in the family. No, siree. No woman could boss Bill Jones around.
Bill Jones, come in here right now.
Yes, my dear. At once, my dear.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie with our guest star, Gene Kelly. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Florence Hallop, Sheldon Leonard, Will Wright, George Neese, and Gilbert Barnett. Jack McCoy speaking.